So you don't sit down and say, well, with the Spirit, that's all. You don't sit down and the Spirit and say, look, I'm sorry, I'm going to put it here. And all we know is some of the
take care of my family, too. You understand? Satan ain't bluffing me a bit. Okay? You don't need to run around with me. You want to go? You want to go?
Now, do you understand? Now, I will pray God without him from my child or something like that. You see what I'm talking about? Because I'm scared of the friend. You understand what I mean? You want to know something? You really want to know something when Paul was being stoned, left for dead? Now, can you imagine a man make a mistake like this, that the Lord was with him? There were things going on, all that great big cloud of rocks upon him there. First he took loose to come and see the eye point of this essence of her work and saw. Right as I've been feeding him up, the parts like saying, Mom, is that right? Then he told my Lord, he saw him up there in the temple. Ain't that right? He told him, get out of here, Lord. There's not one of the steps you're taking on. You see, when he didn't get a link to go back there. Ain't that right? He said the Lord was with him. You understand? And here he is. He's a Paul was a small man. You understand? Small in stature, but mighty in his words. That's what the book said.
Right.
Let's see. Ain't that right? And now, here you're talking about rocks and things all piled up on him and said, Lord, it's with me. You understand? And they wouldn't have went away then and left him alone if they had the thought he was dead.
Right.
See, and they thought he was dead, you know. And you understand?
Every baptized in water, living water. He's
North.
He's going to march in for regeneration.
All right. You can't find it in your Bible where Carl Norton could ever get pulled on anybody. What they captain? What's wrong with it? Hey, Captain, what's wrong with you? There's that one time old time in the neighborhood, there's that thing got from inside. Put that to the back. Is that right?
Now I want to find out how he did it.
All right, Dean.
There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Yahshua the Messiah, who walk not after the flesh.
Now, Richard, you hear me. Anytime you go back there and do any of them things that Jim pulled on them do, you're walking after the flesh.
Yeah. Now, you try to fix it any kind of way you want to, but that's what you do.
Anything. Listen, say it as plain. We all walk after the flesh. We do not walk after anything natural. We are walking after the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Nothing natural. You're living in a spiritual age, in a spiritual dispensation. You're in the kingdom of Yahshua the Messiah.
Where meat and drink don't work at all.
They would
only
unfold on
the
heat
until the time
of the rest of me. You don't know nobody
else
can't live nothing
out of nobody.
Other than that, I just preached this for 44 years. And ain't nobody else. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Yahshua the Messiah, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Is that what you just read?
Right.
Now I want to know how you get in. When he went back up to Judea, and all the apostles
they jumped off. Now listen, now John, too. I mean, all the apostles, they jumped off. You know, because he went in unto the Gentiles. Now they didn't jump on him about getting water baptized. That wasn't what they jumped on. They said, you went in unto them when I'm circumcised. They jumped on his head. Now look, all you know, all the apostles and elders was there. You know, I'm not there. The Holy Spirit was there. And then this is what they had. See, we be here. By way, they pleased the Holy Spirit. He's going to give their sin. God didn't have sin for certain things. And if he can do this, he can do this. See, there is no kind of now, I didn't say that. I don't know if y'all misunderstand. I'm not trying to tell you that this is a bad one. This is a deal. No, it isn't. Just wait on him because he thinks he needed enough to wait on him. But you didn't have no water baptism. No, sir. Not that kind. See? Now,
and certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of old, we cannot be saved. But therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question.
Now, we ain't got time to read all of that. So skip on down and get to something.
Fifth verse. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to keep and to command them to keep the law of Moses.
Now, wait just a minute. Whenever you say that, if necessary, you would be baptized. Why don't you put circumcision in? Why don't you put circumcision in all the time? Why don't you just keep up with it?
Right.
Now, that's what they were jumping on.
They didn't baptize on the law. That's it. They didn't baptize on the law. Did not put man in this. He was in the past. From that point forward, before that point, I don't know if anybody other than John came before I was baptized to be.
If you read it, you want me to read it over.
Now, I know what you're saying.
Well, but I'm talking about what I said. I said a whole lot of things you're probably going to do. Right. I'm talking about 9th chapter.
You know what he did?
Just a minute. Now, I'm talking about the 9th chapter of Hebrews. See, that carnal
offering.
Now, just a minute. See, which includes foot washing. All kinds of washing.
Right.
You see, but see, doesn't make any difference. All kinds of washing. Every day the high priest washed. See, they're in this place. See, the carnal offering and what? You understand?
Yeah.
Now, water baptism was just a picture of a river.
You understand?
And a water. You understand what I'm talking about? Because those sacrifices had to be buried in this water in the lake of the dead. Every day.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? Now, when you were talking about water, you were talking about baptism, and you were talking about those things, maybe let it be what it is. That's why. Now, what you do, he's fulfilled. Now, I show you that every child that ever conceived in the womb, that's why you put that up there on that. You do those things on the child. We do know what we're talking about, and we're not confused and mixed up. There ain't nobody that has been bad out of what's been wrong. That's how you got to do it. You know, we paid him just like you. You see? Sir?
Yes, sir. All right.
Is that correct? Oh. You mean to tell me that a child is
in your... I believe that, yes. I didn't mean that. Well, we all, yes, that's true. That's why it's necessary to be born again and we have to...
Well, when you say born again, when you say born again, you are born into water.
And of the Spirit.
And of the Spirit. In this day, I told you what Spirit is. What Spirit is. What is water? Gentlemen, I want you to understand that everything that was imposed on those Jews, like everything, see, yes, you got it. Then you're particular. In that particular ministry, you fulfill the whole rest.
That's right.
So if you understand that, that all is
what
we're saying.
No,
you can't.
They receive the Holy Ghost.
That's what you're trying to do. And it's just not so. You can't get into God's blood through no water. I just read to you about one Spirit.
But you can't get it if you don't have the one Spirit until you receive it.
Until you receive it. Yeah, that's correct. But you do not receive it by the works of the law.
Right. No, I guarantee that the law can't save you.
But what I'm trying to tell you is this. You don't want to be that guy with no water. You can't go out. Well, he did, they say that this the Lord's Supper was brought over. And yet, it wasn't been God commanded us to eat it. And it often reached this great city of God. 26 chapter 9. That's all. And they said, well, the baptism was brought over from the other side. That's not all. Yahshua the Messiah fulfilled every jot and every tittle of it. And moved it out of the way. I want to go home.
I think where he's asking about where Yahshua speaking to Nicodemus said that's the man born of water and spirit. That's in another dispensation.
Yeah, that's right.
He prayed his up for
that's intended for no past inspiration. That's talking about after the death of Jesus.
That's correct.
It's the rest of us.
I agree. I'm busy with it all. And this year, I'll also say this. All of you sitting here listening at me.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
I have said that there's nobody in here, nobody ever with me, that the history of the world without a physical water baptism. Is that where you
are? Yeah.
I showed you even down when it happened. Here's when it happened. When Yahshua was the Messiah was baptized. Oh. The body of the church. When he threw the ball, that got you. You see what I'm talking about? Now what we trying to pull out of the plane and separate it. Now you won't go every time, every good. And we're not under the dispensation of the priest at the time. Right. And Yahweh never thought I said never. And what are you talking about that?
They tell you, the text is important to the water and the spirit. You shall go out to the gate. He ain't talking no gate. He's talking to you.
That's right.
Sir? He can give to the same thing he says to the Jews to the Gentiles.
No, sir.
All right.
No, sir, now you see, now that ain't right. You ain't got no Bible.
God said, when I say to one, I say to all.
Because he was talking to all 50 times. He wasn't talking to you. No, sir, that's not so. Because you take the one, you say to one, you say to all, then all of this is the Bible of the
Gentiles. The Gentiles, when they that's what you. We're saying the same thing. We're saying that it applies to them. We're saying that when they are in the body of Christ, that they are fulfilling this. So what are we saying?
I'm trying my best to tell you. I say it as plain as I know how to say it. The last chapter of Romans.
Go ahead. Now, this is 15 chapters. See, I am too bad for you, but you are the right. Is that not my father's brother? No. Is that not all that's not with you?
And if some of the branches be broken off,
and if some of the branches be broken off,
thou being a wild olive tree,
and thou being a wild olive tree,
we're grafted among them.
Now, listen, folks. Now, we're being out of these bodies. And thou being a wild olive tree, the Gentiles, was grafted in. See? Listen. Hey, you folks that are going out, how would you just stay here? You just have a little faith. You ain't going here nowhere else, so you're not going to stay here. Now listen. It says they were grafted in. That is?
Yeah.
Does it say grafted?
Right.
Grafted what?
In the branch.
Among the branches, not in the wood.
The chicken is shooting in the flag.
Right.
Tree done broke it up. Father done broke them off. The dude that just believed. Maybe crack in the discharge. All
right.
Oh, Father. Let me make a prophecy.
All right. Is that
all?
Lean on.
We're grafted in the bones here.
We're grafted in the bones. Many partakers of the root of the fact. Read on.
And with them partakers of the root and factors of the olive tree.
That's right.
Both not against the branch.
Both not against the branch.
But if thou boast,
but if
thou boast, thou bearest not the root.
Thou bearest not the root.
But the root of the root.
Thou will save thee. Thou
will save
thee.
The branches were broken off.
The branches were broken off.
That I might be grafted in.
That I might be grafted in.
Well, because of unbelief.
Now listen, folks, because of unbelief.
They were broken off. They were broken off. That's right. And thou stand by faith.
And thou. Now, don't you see that he's telling you all the time? You stand by faith.
That's right.
All right. Lead on.
Be not high-minded.
Lead on. Don't be high-minded.
But fear.
For if Yahweh didn't spare the natural branches,
then he also spared
not the tree. Read on.
Behold. Therefore, the goodness and the fear of Yahweh.
Now look at the goodness and the severity of Yahweh.
On them which fail.
On them to you which fail. Severe.
But for thee.
Goodness.
Give thou continue.
If you continue in the faith,
otherwise,
thou also. Read on.
And if they also, if they abide not given unto thee,
and if they also, if they abide not continuing,
then
what?
Shall we grant thee?
No, still, that's right.
Yahweh
is able to spare. Now, just a minute. What I'm trying my best to show you now is, see, it's too late. A lot of them Jews rejected the water baptism of John the Baptist.
Yeah.
It's too late for them to take that stuff. Why? Because trees were on up, and they were broken off along the branches. And now they're not planted. Right. But where are you back here?
Right.
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 We know.
For if thou were put off out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree.
Grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree.
How much more shall he which be a natural branch?
How much more shall he which be a natural branch?
Be grafted in their own olive tree.
Be grafted again in their own olive tree.
For I would not, brother,
that
you should leave this, be ignorant of this thing.
Yes, you should always.
That ye should be wise in your own conceit.
That you should be wise in your own conceit.
That blindness in part is happened.
Now that blindness in part is happened.
Until the fullness of the Gentiles may come in.
Until the fullness of the Gentiles may come in. You see what I'm saying? Now, folks, all I said to you
to some of them. And we don't fight carnal lawlessness in this particular place. Neither do you nor do you. Now, there's one more thing I want to show you. Now, we read in Matthew 3:13-14, turn it over down to that and come to book here. Is that right?
Yeah.
We read in Matthew 5:17, think not that I come to destroy the law of the prophets, I come to book here. There's been nothing to do one God on here to tell you like that until all of you book here. Is that all we do about here? Now, then, I want to get to 10 chapter of Hebrews. And I want you to take up the book here. Now, this is what I want to show you. It was the will of the Father. It was the will of our Father for him to remove all of the strong bones. All of everything that. Take it out of there. Read it.
We call him the shadow of good things to come.
That's the Bible. Take that to
Well, the law had the shadow of good things to come.
Not the very image. Had a shadow of good things to come.
Not the very image.
Not the very image of the Son.
The devil with those sacrifices would they offer year by year continually make the covenant there to be perfect. Well, then what they got is seen to be off.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the worship of one bird to have had no more conscience of sin.
Mm-hmm.
But in both sacrifices, there is remembrance again, they have sinned every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Wherefore, when you come into the world,
now,
you
read it. Now, we read this. Where did you sit? We come to the world. We read this. Wherefore, he said, when he cometh into the world,
sacrifices and offerings.
Sacrifices and
offerings. Thou wouldst not.
Thou wouldst not.
But a body can
come. But a body can come. But a body can come. That was a sacrificial body. More than redemption or restoration of mankind. That's the offering. All right. Sacrifices and burn offerings of God here tonight. Even when they were Jewish, he said, no, it was all Yahweh.
Right, right, right.
You see that? We want to free you. All right, read it.
Burn offerings and sacrifices of sin and I had no place.
We didn't have no place here.
Then said I.
Then said I.
No, I couldn't.
Here we are again. Then said I, no, I don't.
Fight
the book. And the Father wrote the book. I'm coming for the Lord and Father.
Right.
I'm going to close to the Lord and
Father.
Right. And said I.
Right.
And said I.
Right.
Sacrifice to the Lord and Father.
Right.
And
that Father
was answering. Then said I, no, I don't. And the Father wrote the book. As it is already written of me, as Moses the prophet written it of me, said it's coming in now. Ain't that right?
Right?
In the bottom of the book, as it is written to me, what are you going to do? I'm going to do the will of my Father. Is that what it says?
Right.
To do the will of the Father. Read on.
Above when he said sacrifice,
sacrifice
and burn offerings and burn offerings and offerings for sin, thou shalt not, neither has had any translation to him,
neither
offered by the law. Then said he,
so
I come to do thy will,
Yahweh. No, no, I come to do thy will, O Yahweh.
He taketh away the first.
Now, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Now,
listen, folks, it was the will of the Father that gave away all of their duty. It was the will of the Father that gave
so that you can walk in the Spirit and walk after the Spirit that takes the Spirit. Do you understand? You ain't doing nothing natural. No works. See? A backpack. See? Not like that. I'll do this. This and that. The whole, you despise it. One little part. I work the work, not you. I work the work in your dream. That you shall not believe. Don't let him declare it. I'll do that work. And be questioning the deadline. My authority can do this.